You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got to be prepared. And speaking of GMs, joining us right now, it's spring training. Padres General Manager A.J. Preller. A.J., it's good to see you, man. How you doing?
Great, guys. Good to see you.
What has changed in the, 72 hours since we talked to you last? It's been, we feel like we just had you on.
Every day, spring training, you definitely get some Groundhog Day feeling,
you know,
but it's fun. Every day is something different, and there's all kinds of activity every single day here. So
well, Brian Dozier was kind of a surprise. I think when we saw that news come through the other day, we're like, oh, wow, Brian Dozier, really good player, good right-handed power bat. What was your logic or reasoning in picking up a guy like Brian Dozier?
Yeah, no. I mean, I think for us, I think ultimately, like you mentioned, obviously, he's one of the better second basemen, really in the last 5 or 6 years. He brings for us, I think, right-handed bat, another guy to look at, mix and match in terms of, whether it ends up being somebody that plays more regularly or definitely off the bench. He's going to have to compete to make the club. He understands that. But he's in the last couple of years too, some of the things he does well, he's done consistently well in terms of hit left-hand pitching. He's a tough out and he's still got some power. So I think from his standpoint, him being out there, we were probably a little bit surprised that he was still out there at this time, and we could line up on a minor league deal and he comes in and competes with some of the guys we already have in the infield mix.
When some fans will read into that and say, well, maybe Jerks and Profar isn't what they thought, or Greg Garcia. I mean, there's so many options already there. Is that unfair to make that comparison to say, well, why would Brian Dozier be coming here when they already have such a big competition at second base?
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with the current guys so far. We're just a couple games into this, but we've been really pleased with what we've seen with the entire group, and Jay Cronenworth as well, who came over on the deal there with Tampa. He's kind of getting used to things and showing he's got some ability. So I think for us it's going to be a good mix. I think it's just giving another option, and ultimately on a non-roster deal, we felt like it was something that we wanted to take make that connection on a player that has been in the last two World Series with the Dodgers and the Nats, so I don't think that hurts as well to have winning pedigree come into the clubhouse.
We are talking to Padres General Manager A.J. Preller here on Ben and Woods this morning, and this is something that Ben brought up yesterday, and I go, yeah, let's ask A.J. tomorrow, and I don't know if you feel comfortable answering it, but we were just talking about the Yankees and they lose Severino. He's got to get Tommy John. It's, for them. Is that something where you would ever pick up the phone? Would you ever call a team that suffers an injury like that and says, hey, do you make the first move, or do you have to wait for them to make the first move and call you?
Yeah, the ambulance chaser.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like, does that happen?
It's happened on our end.
I've never thought about it as an ambulance chaser. It's exactly what it is. Tough times.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Brian. It's
sorry
AJ.
To hear it.
Tough times ahead. Anyway, you interested? Yeah. Does that ever happen?
Yeah, it's probably about having some feel.
Is it frowned upon?
I've been on the receiving end of those calls. It's not the greatest, honestly, but. I think from our end, the next couple of weeks of spring training, you'll check in with pretty much all the teams.
Sure.
Just kind of saying, hey, what are you guys looking to do? Any excess that you guys may have, any players out of options, any trade possibility. But really it doesn't, most likely won't pick up until the end of spring training. So we'll see how it plays out. But I think more of those conversations last week of spring training.
I'll never think of it as any other way again. Call 1-800 AJ Preller if you're interested in a starting pitcher or bullpen help. Yeah, that was mind blowing.
AJ, one area that you have to be concerned with going into this year. I mean, you had some guys you had to get onto the 40-man this last offseason, but a number of your top prospects by the end of this year are going to have to be protected. Gabriel Arias, a guy we saw yesterday, who seems to be blocked by Fernando Tatis Jr. here, but. Wow, smooth hands, great arm out there. He got a hit yesterday, and Mackenzie Gore was just talking him up when he had him in earlier. How much thinking are you already doing now about some of those prospects, what to do with them, how you're going to keep them, use them, whether it's trade in the Padres organization?
Yeah, that's always part of the conversation. I mean, I think you know, obviously the focus on the major league team, that's a key part. But you're constantly in this job, in this role, I think for all of us, you're looking at the pipeline, you're looking at what's coming next. I think with Gabriel, he was part of that 2016 international class. We felt like he was one of the top players, you know, on the national market that year. Probably as good as any young shortstop that was out there. I think he had a really good year last year in terms of, you know, in terms of going to the Cali, hitting 300 with, you know, 17, 18 home runs. And I think what you guys saw yesterday, he's a really good, you know, got a chance to be an up the middle defender with, you know, probably one of the best throwing arms in the game. So, you know, I think he earned the opportunity to come here to big league camp. You know, and I think we've made it a priority. Obviously, you know, good organizations have depth. So I think from our standpoint, as many quality options, especially as you can have up the middle, catcher, shortstop, we feel like we have that throughout the system and the organization. Other, you know, I think other teams take note of that. And, you know, I think it's a good thing for him to come in and compete.
Trades, obviously, will be evaluated in the long term. We haven't even started the regular season, but you were sitting right next to us as we were calling the game in the radio booth yesterday. Austin Allen, when he comes up for his first at-bat against the Padres yesterday and goes deep, anything goes through your head right there?
That usually happens, honestly.
It usually does, yeah.
You know, I've seen on both ends. I think, like, Freddie Galvis, he got after the Phillies pretty good when we acquired him. And then usually the guys that I move and we move as an organization, they usually come back to hurt us. So in these head-to-head matchups. So I don't know if it's the extra motivation or anything, but I think that was kind of a called shot by us in the scouting section. So they were like, double here or bomb, but one of these things is probably going
to
happen.
I was on the mic for that one. I go, okay, well, round one to the former Friar. Right there. That was a shot, too, because the wind was blowing in, and he got all of that one.
That was a no-doubter. We're sitting down with Padres general manager A.J. Preller this morning on Ben and Woods, and the health of the San Diego Padres as it stands right now. Obviously, you know, we fans get nervous. You know, you see Tommy Pham hasn't played yet. You hear things that maybe have happened in the offseason. How is his health right now, and when can we expect to see him out there on taking live pitches in a game?
Yeah, I think right now he's dealing with a, you know, small oblique issue, so I think it's, you know, we've been, you know, just from being cautious with him, yeah, knowing that, you know, for us the important day is opening day against the Rockies. So you know, I think he's also coming back from the elbow deal that he had there at the end of last season. So what he's mostly dealing with right now is the oblique deal. You know, again, I think spring training, you want to see these guys get out there. You want to see them play together. You know, everybody's excited. And from a player standpoint, Tommy's probably the most excited to go out there and play and work and get in the lineup with new teammates. But you want to be smart. So I think it's, you know, I think for us, you know, just being cautious with him and kind of taking him. And it truly is the day-to-day, you know, kind of, yeah, like comes in every morning, kind of see where that oblique goes. You know, again, I'm not an expert, but I think we've seen the oblique injuries and those issues, and all of a sudden 3 days turns into 3 weeks, and we just want to make sure that's not the case with Tommy.
Well, the thing about Tommy Pham, I don't know if you know this, Ben, he is he came into camp in good shape, as they say. He looks – I saw him yesterday. I was like, come on. I mean, he is
– the opposite of us. We came into camp in bad shape. It's gotten worse over the last 3 days.
It has. He's kind of a specimen when you look at him.
You guys are not – this is not the best shape of your lives, spring training.
We celebrated Mardi Gras at Shrimp and Grits last night. It was delicious, but that's definitely not helping me get in shape.
No, I'm in the worst shape of my life.
AJ, let me ask you just because a lot of our listeners wanted to know, and we had Fernando Tatis on yesterday. Some teams like the Atlanta Braves have started locking up their top young prospects really early to long-term deals. Fernando said he wants to be a Padre forever. He's open to it. Has there been discussions? Have you reached out at all? Would you like to do so? Your phone's right there.
Yeah, we can do it live. Radio history.
About a long-term deal for Fernando Tatis Jr.
I think, again, I think, you know, negotiations and the contract situations, we, you know, definitely not looking to comment publicly on any of that. I think in general with Fernando, obviously, you know, coming up through the system the last couple of years, he was a guy that we were really excited to see. He's kind of answered every challenge that we put in front of him. And, you know, I think for him, like, the next step, honestly, is, you know, I think the nice part is he's focused on getting better and improving off of last year. He understands what he did was a really good start to his career. But I think he also knows it was 80, you know, it was 80 games or so. And, you know, for us, we're looking to see that, you know, 160 plus games. We know the league's going to adjust to him. We'll you know, and again, like, I think we'll explore every option and possibility. So I think we'll, you know, sit down with him and his representatives when the time is right here, and kind of get a feel for where they're at and see if there's something there.
Is it a roll of the dice, though? I mean, if for you as a GM and for the owners, is it a bit of a roll of the dice if he goes out and has a monster season? Like, we all know he's capable of. He's got every raw talent in the game. the longer you wait, the maybe the more it could cost? Is that a, that seems to be a risk that you guys would be willing to take?
Yeah, no, I think those are all the different things you think about in terms of, you know, looking at contract and when to sign guys and, you know, what the different motivations are. And it's got to be right for our organization. It's got to be right for him.
Sure.
So I think, you know, you're constantly evaluating that in terms of, you know, what's going to fit for us, what his production level is going to be at. And, you know, again, if we line up, great. And you know, if not, I think the good thing is he's here for a long time either way.
Yeah. Last thing for me, AJ, out of the corner of my eye just a few minutes ago, I saw someone dressed all in black with a cowboy hat. And I thought, is Paddock in full game day regalia here for his first start? Craig is nodding back there. Now, Garrett Richards is also going to be throwing, I heard, on a backfield today. Presumably, that's a competition for opening day starter. Now, do you have input on that, or is that going to be a Jace, Larry Rothschild decision, or do you talk about who you kind of want to see go on opening day as well?
Yeah, we'll sit down and talk about it as a group. I think, you know, especially with Jace and Larry coming in, you know, new, I think they've tried to use the offseason. I'm sure they told you here this week they've used the offseason to get together and really get to know these players well, et cetera. But that'll be myself sitting down with Larry and Jace and kind of talking to them about, you know, how things line up. And, you know, I think the biggest thing we're looking for is for these guys to make it a decision, you know, to be healthy through spring training, pitch well, and then we have a tough call. And I think that's, you know, a step in the right direction from the last few years. We were kind of searching who is that guy opening day. You know, for us here this year, we have a couple of different options, and, you know, with Lamed in the mix as well. So,
yeah.
You know, I think those three guys, we've told them, hey, you know, be ready to throw innings for us in the first three spots of a rotation, and then, you know, go from there. So I think we've got some options here this year. Should be good to see the competition this spring.
Benny, they call those Cadillac problems.
Yes, they do.
Those are good problems to have.
Well,
so.
I think he only looked at his phone once very early in the interview, so I'm sure he's itching to get back to it. So, AJ, we will let you go. Appreciate you stopping by, though. I'll let you get back to work.
Appreciate it.
AJ Preller, general manager of the San Diego Padres, with us here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.